Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What is up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. We hope all of you are having a great day today. And for those of you who are new here, we are your hosts, Sway and Liz. And on this podcast, we talk about scary stuff. So if you love ghost stories, true crime, and more, add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a brand new episode.
We also review the latest scary movies, and if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send those in at our social media pages at Scaredy Cats Podcast, or you can also use the email in the description of this podcast.
Yes, guys, and we were gone last week because we were taking a small break. We had a little bit of a busy week.
We did. Yeah. It was we barely started CrossFit, guys, and let me just tell you, we've been waking up at 4 in the morning, and that is a little bit tiring. The first week was okay, but last week, I just couldn't keep myself like awake, or I couldn't even wake up.
The first week we only went two days, one day because
I got
sick,
which was freaking dumb because I'm like, dang, I can't even breathe through my nose, and I was gonna go in, but I'm like, if I start working out, I'm not gonna be able to breathe at all.
But yeah, guys, it's honestly been super fun. We've been talking about like working out and just, you know, staying in shape for a while, and it's been pretty fun. Although we have been waking up at 4 a.m, I personally like it. I feel like there's more time in the day.
Yeah, to like just do scripts. Yeah. To do like, you know, all of our videos, but then like we do it just a few days out of the week, and then now we're doing it like constantly. Yeah. So like I'm getting used to it, but last week, I don't know, something was in the air, guys, because I cannot like get myself to stay awake. Even like by the time we got off of work, I was like, man, my head was hitting the pillow.
Yeah, it kind of just like threw our schedule like out of whack, I would say, because going, and then, you know, we're kind of a little exhausted after working out, and you know, on top of the writing scripts and filming podcasts, we're also doing TikTok and YouTube on the side. So, you know, everything together, it was kind of hard to balance it, but you know, little by little, we're finding that balance, and we're back on track now. Before we do start off the episode, I don't know if you guys have seen this video, and I just literally showed it to you before we started the podcast, but it was supposedly, they're saying it was the Grim Reaper behind this, like behind everybody during the coronation.
Yeah, of like the King Henry. Yeah. King Henry, that's his name, right?
The new king. Yeah. We'll just say the new king, because I'm not sure who it is, but you can see like a reaper or some sort of like
person
dressed in black, walking by like the little door frame,
and they have like a almost like, you know, like the Grim Reaper has that, like, what is that, like
it's
a
like
knife,
a little like
sword?
Hook or something,
yeah,
like that.
Whatever it is, that's what it looks like. But obviously this is just a theory. People are saying it because of course this guy's a lot older, you know, than most people are when they become king or queen. But so I don't know, I think it might have just been some random person that was late, and it just showed the shadow, and they just looked like that, or something weird was going on. I don't know,
because some people, like in the video that I just showed you, they were saying has to do with Satanism, but who knows, maybe it was just a guy, one of the people that worked there dressed like that, and he was maybe like moving a stick or something to close the doors. We don't know, but it looked all like it just didn't look right.
It just looked like the Grim Reaper, pretty much.
This episode we are going to talk about a little kid that got lost in the woods. Number one fear is the ocean. My second fear would be getting lost in the woods, like all time,
because there's so much out there. Like, you literally, like, everything looks the same, so like you can be going circles basically if you're lost, you know.
But I just feel like I've seen so much scary movies that have to do with creepy stuff in the woods, that it's just like, aside from there being animals, I mean, wherever you are, there could be bears, mountain lions, coyotes, wolves, there could be all that kind of stuff. But one movie that did scare me that has to do with the woods is The Ritual. And remember how there's like a bunch of little like witch and like satanic people that are feeding human beings to like this weird animal.
Oh my god, that part. When I saw that, I'm like, okay, I don't know if I should continue to watch this or just like stop, because it was pretty
creepy,
weird.
Because I watched that movie when I was young. I would say, like, not super young, but I was, like, freshman in high school. I think me and my brother watched it.
Well, then, like, I think even after that, I'm like, okay, I don't want to go camping.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that. That's what made me not like camping.
Yeah.
Like, I just already didn't like camping to begin with because it's just so... To me, it's... I love nature, and if I want to go, you know, enjoy nature, I will go and, like, take a walk. But to camp in the woods, I just don't like it. I feel all gross. I just don't like
it. It's just not your type of...
Yeah, it's not my type of thing. But this movie... I would totally recommend it to you guys. It's a Netflix movie. It's called The Ritual, if you guys want to watch it. But it like made me fear the woods and not like camping. But okay, guys, like we said, today we're going to be talking about the case of Ryker Webb. The details of this incident are so creepy that even investigators were shocked. And it's a pretty recent case too. It happened in June of 2022, literally last year, and it's about to be like a full year of it because next month will be in June.
It's crazy. Yeah. I just remember when I first saw the picture of this kid, I was so scared that like it took me a second to like, you know, like I was like, dang, this is this poor kid.
Yeah, like nothing towards the kid, but it is kind of disturbing to look at that picture that they took of him when he was found.
Yeah, it was pretty unsettling because I'm like, I can't imagine what that kid went through or what happened to him, but if that picture, if you guys haven't seen it yet, it's pretty creepy.
Yeah, but we're going to keep the rest of the family's name out aside from Ryker. But it was a hot summer day in Bull Lake, Montana, when a 3-year-old boy, Ryker, was outside playing in his front yard with his dog. The family did state that he loved being outside during the summer because he was very interested in bugs and other insects. On this day, June 3rd, Ryker's dad got up from the porch and went inside the house, leaving Ryker unsupervised. Once the father came back outside, their 3-year-old son and the dog were nowhere to be found. Before we get further into this case, let me give you guys like a little layout of the house of where they lived. So the family lived in rural areas of Montana, so literally like the outskirts, you know, like that's what we call it here, the outskirts of like the place that we live at. Mm-hmm. And it's just like fields, but in Montana there's a bunch of like woods, so their house was surrounded by like this wilderness.
And the dad thought that maybe Ryker ran into the woods to chase the dog, but nobody inside the house saw him run back to the house. So the family immediately called the police, and within a couple hours, they round up a search party and go out looking for Ryker and the dog. The police wanted to search the woods because that would be the most reasonable place to search first. And I mean, I'd be like, okay, woods first, you know? But the search party consisted of search dogs, drones, people that volunteer, and lots of detectives. And after being unsuccessful, the following day, the National Guard's helicopters joined the search. And I couldn't even imagine, because I mean, this kid was 3 years old, like literally a toddler. Mm-hmm. But on this day, the sheriff's office made a statement on live TV saying that the whole search party is having trouble looking for Ryker and the dog due to extreme weather conditions. And it's also very dangerous searching those woods because they are full of mountain lions and bears. So with their limited visibility due to the heavy rainfall, they can't see very far into the distance. And the heavy rainfall along with the thunder lightning was making it harder for the helicopter to see from the sky, and the screen on the drones began to get covered with water. So they asked people that lived by the area to keep an eye out for Ryker, a redhead little boy, or if they recall seeing him, to please report it right away.
On that Saturday, the search party was sadly unsuccessful, so then it progressed to the next day, and this will be basically that the second complete day. In total, I guess it would be like 2 days and a half that he was missing, because he went missing during midday Friday. So this would be like the second complete day since Ryker's disappearance. And as the search party kept looking through the wilderness, a couple about 2 miles away from Ryker's home were down in Buell Lake visiting their cabin. Since the power was off in their cabin, the couple walked into the back of the house into the woods, where they began to hear a strange voice coming from inside their shed, which is where the generator was located. As they nervously opened the door to the shed, they could see movement inside of a grass bag, which is a bag that attaches to a lawnmower. As they called out who is in there, Ryker pokes out his head out of the bag, and that's when they immediately called law enforcement. Ryker was found with only a onesie, no shoes or anything to cover his feet aside from the onesie, but he also had a few scratches on him and he was dehydrated and very hungry. But besides that, everyone was happy that they found him alive, which, you know, thankfully they did, because I feel like with most of these stories where toddlers or just anybody disappears and never has a happy ending, you know, so, you know, I'm super happy that he was found. But before they returned Ryker to his family, they took him to the hospital to do, you know, like a research on him just in case he wasn't bitten by, you know, anything poisonous, but luckily Ryker was healthy. But what still shocks investigators and people online is how Ryker walked 2 miles away from his home. I think it was like about 2 miles or more. And, you know, keep in mind, guys, as an average adult, it might, you know, be possible for us to walk 2 miles, you know, being lost in the woods for 2 days. But think about it, a toddler, a three-year-old toddler. Yeah. they have to like walk way more steps than we do. They have tiny legs.
Yeah.
And you know, and to think that he was walking through the woods during that, you know, extreme weather conditions that even the search party had a hard time walking through due to the mud. Like, so how did he walk that far?
I literally, like, I feel like there's no reasonable explanation because, like you said, he's literally 3 years old.
Yeah.
So, like, in my head, because, I mean, we have, you know, our niece, she's 3 years old. So, I can't imagine her walking that far, and she's so small. So, I'm like, dang, this kid is so tiny.
Yeah.
And I used to work with, like, a bunch of 2 to 3 year olds at a daycare. And I'm like, it's just, like, it doesn't make sense because, like, it's so weird. Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't have a good, like, idea as to how, other than maybe someone picked him up and then, you know, they decided to leave the kid. Either way, like, it just doesn't make sense.
It's possible, but then again, it just seems so impossible at the same time, because it's like we said again, it's a toddler, a three-year-old toddler.
Yeah. I mean, unless someone like attempted to kidnap him, he got away, ended up where he was, you know.
True.
That's another thing that could have possibly happened, but who knows? I don't know. But another thing that people found very odd is the side-by-side picture the news outlets release of Riker before and after he was found. And this is the picture I was talking about, guys. Like, this picture's right in front of us. And it's just like, I don't know, but a lot of people believe that these are not the same people because there is a small difference between the two.
But right off the bat, like, you know, no like disrespect or nothing to the family or Riker, but it does not seem like they're the same people. Like the kid before, like Riker before and then Riker after, for some reason the Riker after looks more grown up.
Yeah.
More bigger.
He does. And I mean, I'm like, his eyes too are pretty big and wide. Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, obviously he's traumatized or in shock. And that's he's probably
dehydrated at the same time.
And that's why his eyes look so big. But the rest of his face does not look like the other picture. Yeah. Like at all.
Riker, like the one before, he has almost like a round face.
Mm-hmm.
And Riker, after he was found, it's more like a pointy face towards,
like, oval,
his chin.
Yeah,
it's not like where his chin, where it was like circle, like ovalish. Mm-hmm. On this one is more pointier, and he just looks bigger, like body size, and it doesn't make any sense because he hasn't eaten in 3 days. He was dehydrated for 3 days, so there he in a sense would have to look tinier than he did before, but he looks way bigger.
Yeah. This story in particular always, like, has me, like, puzzled because I'm like, what happened out there?
Yeah, and aside from that, it might just be the lighting, but he looks like he has blonde hair when he was, like, found. And over here, they always described him as, a little redhead boy.
And typically, like, I know at times, sometimes when kids have red hair, they go into blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
As they get older. I don't know if that's, I think I've heard of that. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. But if his hair is blonde here, obviously he's a little bit older, but who knows? I don't know. Yeah.
The picture that's side by side, if you guys look at it, look it up, it'll be the first one that pops up. They did state that picture where he has like the Seahawks jersey, it was taken that same year. So he was,
it was a recent picture.
Yeah. It wasn't like from a year or when he was like barely 1 year old. It was a recent picture.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it just like, it kind of like confuses me in that sense. Cause when he was found, he looks way bigger and it just doesn't make sense to me. Because like I said, he's dehydrated and hungry. So how does he look bigger than he did before?
I know, I'm scared. I'm scared right
now. Yeah, guys, we're just going to move the picture because he looks scary. Like we said, no, we're not talking bad about Riker or his family, but
it just looks it's terrifying poor kid. Yeah.
Yeah. We do want to talk about some creepy facts. This has nothing to do with the case. This is just facts and theories that people have came up with online. But some people do believe that he was maybe abducted by aliens or was taken by skinwalkers.
And I will say this, and guys, like, we will say this one more time. It is just a theory. As far as the alien theory, I don't know if any of you have seen The Fourth Kind, but when she was abducted, her eyes were huge. Remember that? Very huge, glassy, or glass-eyed, you know, and very glossy.
Kind of like in that, like how his eyes look.
That's instantly what I thought when I saw the picture, because I'm like, I don't know, like in The Fourth Kind, like if you guys even like pull up a couple pictures, the lady, her eyes look huge, and just like that.
And that was a true story.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of like, maybe that could be a possibility, but obviously nobody ever really knows if aliens are really out there. A lot of us say yeah, but it's just, you know, conspiracy theory, but I don't know. I say alien skinwalkers. I'm not sure. I don't know much about skinwalkers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how much I believe in skinwalkers, but when it comes to aliens in The Fourth Kind, isn't her house like located like somewhere like there's a bunch of wilderness behind her house.
Yeah, she's like based in, I think it or was no.
Alaska.
Alaska. Alaska, there you go.
But yeah, there was, it looked like in the movie, I recall seeing she's a bunch of
trees,
yeah. Like a bunch of trees, like pine wilderness trees, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, and another thing is when people from the Appalachian Mountains, when they saw the picture of Riker, they immediately said that wasn't him, that was somebody else or something else that looks like him.
Oh my god, I'm like getting scared.
And those mountains, people that live there have said and have seen shown a lot of weird things that happen there. Mm-hmm. Like talking about Appalachian Mountains and stuff, people who live there also said that they believe that he was turned into a changeling, which is a human-like creature.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, and I've never heard of it either, so I did do like a little research on it. And I guess a changeling is a human-like creature, but it's young children who are taken by these fairy, dark fairy type people in the forest, and they use it to take the soul of the kid and feed it to the devil in order to strengthen dark magic, and he is replaced with a lookalike. Like, it's not fully, they don't fully look alike like the regular human body, but it's like a replica, and there's certain like tiny things that you can tell that it's not that person.
I wonder if like the parents of this kid, like when they got him, like if they noticed, obviously like he's gonna be changed because he went through a traumatic experience, yeah. But if there was anything that he used to do that he still did now, that they're like, yeah, okay, this is for sure my kid, you know?
Yeah, and it said usually when a person turns into a changeling, the mom kind of starts going insane, and the mom or the dad start going insane because they start realizing, and it's crazy that you just talked about it, they start realizing that that's not their kid. Like, they start realizing certain things that they do, that it's not their kid, and they typically don't act how they usually used to act. They said that changelings are very calm and just rarely talk.
Pretty creepy. I don't know, guys, like, I'm not even kidding, like, this picture is really hard to look at because this poor child, but you just, like, you don't, I think it's so, like, one of those things, like, you don't know what happened, but, like, you feel so much, like, yeah, you're like, wow, like, I can't believe it happened. Yeah. So, it's pretty scary. I don't know.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like we said, those are just theories. It has nothing to do with the case, and it's no disrespect to Riker or his family. You know, thankfully, he was found alive, because like we said, a lot of these cases, it usually doesn't have a happy ending. So I'm glad it had a happy ending for this family, and that he was found, you know, alive and healthy. But that'll be the end of today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at the Scaredy Cats Podcast or Sway and Liz. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it or what you found interesting. We would really appreciate that. But without further ado, we are out. Peace.